Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Houston, H-O-U-S-T-O-N, 11780. Today is 9/26. Chief complaint, I'm so stressed out. Our patient is a 43-year-old woman who's here with her husband of 12 years. She tells me she has a marketing company. She makes funnels, F-U-N-N-E-L-S. It's a multi-million-dollar company. She doesn't drink. She doesn't smoke. She's been seeing a Dr. Jerry, J-E-R-I, Sethney, that's S-E-T-H-N-E-A, who's been treating her with anxiety medications, ADHD medications, and they've all had terrible effects on her. She's been feeling weak, tired, sleepy. She's crying without any tears here in the office. She tells me that she can't sleep, hasn't slept for days. Her urine analysis shows abnormal. Her urine tox screen is abnormal with benzodiazepines, THC, morphine, opioids, and she tells me some of these medications she got from different providers and some they gave her in the emergency room because she had a spider bite. She does have a colorful PDMP here in the office as well. She tells me she's had no surgeries, medical problems, none, medication. She tells me she's not taking anything at this time, no known drug allergy. Both her and her husband tell me that she's not thinking about killing herself, hurting herself, or hurting anybody else. On exam, she weighs 123 pounds, 99%, 98, 16, 119, 155 over 98 because she's crying and won't quit. Crying without any tears present. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs of clear abdomen, soft mixture, which of these things shows no rash. I explained to the patient that as far as her anxiety is concerned and her degree of psych issues, she needs to go through Tri-County or see a psychiatrist. She doesn't have insurance, so Tri-County is the best course. I'm not going to give her any benzodiazepines. She may take Rozerem, R-O-Z-E-R-E-M, 8 milligram. She can take 10 of those as needed for sleep. That's a non-controlled substance. It's basically a high-dose melatonin, and I feel confident giving that to her in case she decides to mix it with other medication. Next number, I see a lot of drug-seeking behavior. Next number, our office is not equipped to deal with her psych issues. Next number, myself or my associates will not start patient on any antidepressant, anxiolytics, or any other medication before she sees someone at the mental health center of Tri-County. This was discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic and her husband. Thank you.